Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce. Good morning, Jay.
Well, good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Thank you very much. Let's take a look at how trading resumed this morning. First of all, on the Kansas City Exchange, as far as wheat is concerned, the September contract opened at 452.5. That was down 1.25. December opened unchanged at 467.75. The March wheat contract opened up a half at 474.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 365. That was down 3/4. December at 385, down a half. March at 403.5, down 1.5. And July opened unchanged at 420. September corn opened at 221, unchanged. December at 237.25, down 0.25. March at 251.75, unchanged. May at 261.5, up 0.25. July 07 corn opened at 269.5, down 0.5. And September at 276.75, down 0.5. December 07, unchanged at 286.5. September soybeans opened at 547.5, down 3/4. November at 561, down 0.25. January at 574, up 0.25. March, May, and July of 07 all opened unchanged. The March contract at 584.25, May at 592, and July at 601.5. Soybean meal for September opened up 20 at 5, make that 159.5, and October opened unchanged at 159.70. The September oil contract opened unchanged at 25.17, and October oil at 25.45 was up 9 on the open. Mercantile Exchange, the August feeder cattle opened down 17.5 at 116.20, September up 5 at 117.10, October down 20 at 117.75. August live cattle down 12.5 at 87.40, October down 15 at 91.50, December down 8.5 at 90.75. October lean hogs opened unchanged at 67.05, December unchanged at 63.97.5, February down 15 at 63.30, and April lean hogs opened down 22.5 at 63.12.5, and the February frozen pork bellies opened up 35 at 93.25.
There's still time to win the WILL Sweepstakes Grand Prize, a high-definition TV from Glenn Poors and a sofa from Carter's Furniture. Or you could bring home shaker-style furniture from Schweitzer & Schweitzer, signed prints from Billy Morrow Jackson, or a rugged AgriFab lawnmower. But you can't win if you don't enter, and entries must be postmarked by September 5th. To request an entry form, call 217-333-1070.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Well, let's take a look at how trade is going right now on the Kansas City Exchange. Wheat is trading anywhere from down 2.75 on the September contract to up a half on March. And on the Chicago Board of Trade, the current ticks are going anywhere from down 2, make that down 4 now on the March 07 contract, to down 1.75 in nearby September. As far as corn is concerned, it's trading anywhere from down a half for September of 07 to all the way down 1.25 on the September and December 06 contracts. And soybeans are trading anywhere from down 0.25 in the March 07 contract to up 2 now, on make that up 1 on the July 07 contract. All right, let's bring Wayne Nelson in from L&M Commodities, New Market, Indiana, to talk about the numbers. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, what do you see? Any surprises on the opens this morning, or are they pretty much as you expected?
We're just a tad heavier than what the early calls were, Jay. Not much. Overnight was very, very quiet. Of course, the crop ratings yesterday afternoon, we saw a slight improvement in the corn ratings that they probably weren't really looking for. You know, the beans increased a couple percent as pretty much as expected because of the beautiful weather. And, of course, we all know that soybeans do their real maturing in the month of August, and that's when the pod fill is. So we've had some good rains and some not the damaging temperatures as such. We also saw some good rains across the Mid-South there last night. A lot of places are needing some moisture for the wheat planting coming up here in the near future where things were a little dry. So, you know, that's why wheat's under a little bit of pressure here today, and corn because of the ratings, and, you know, beans being about what they expected and very quiet trade here yesterday and today and last night also.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect a very heavy day of trading today at all?
No, we really don't. We see things sort of coasting along right here until we see the funds decide what activity they might want to. You know, we're probably looking at some trading ranges here, probably 230 to 245 in the East corn, probably 550 to 575 in the Nova beans, and probably 375 to 395 in the East wheat. So we will seem to be caught in a trading range here until we get a little closer to seeing some harvest happen and seeing what some of this stuff is really going to produce out of the field. Of course, you know, we've got the Pro Farmer Tour out there now. Yesterday they looked at South Dakota and Ohio, you know, about 96 bushel in South Dakota on the corn. Last year they had it at 125, and the USDA number in the August report was 100 bushels. So Pro Farmer generally lags a little bit behind the government yields, so that's pretty close there. The Ohio area, though, they only come up about 141 bushel on the corn yield for Ohio, where the USDA was at 160, so that's a little bit wider range there. And a lot of private forecasters out there are saying that the corn crop is probably near 154 and the 152 that the government said last time, and the beans are about 41.5 bushels. So, you know, that's what's knocked the markets over the last week, and we've come down to these levels, and I think we're taking a little more wait-and-see attitude on some stuff. Farmers are very tight-fisted holders of grain now. We expected a lot more corn and beans to maybe be moving right now in the cash market because of all the stuff that just come out of loan. But the farmers have been very tight holders, and the basis seems to be improving for just quick shipment.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of strategy would you recommend then right now?
Right now, you know, we're going to sit back and wait. We don't want to sell anything down in here. Right now, basically, as we look at the futures prices with the basis levels we have, we're down the LDP levels, are very close to them, on both corn and beans for fall stuff. And if anything, we're probably going to be looking for a little change in direction and possibly wanting to have some coverage for feed users in that on a little further drop.
So far this morning, the Dow is up. Oil isn't making a huge move, down 10 right now. And what about some of the outside markets you're looking at?
Well, I think that basically you said it there. As we look here, the crude oil today, you know, just sliding along. We're down 5 at 72.30, and the crude oil seems to be somewhat stable in this area. The unleaded gas is back about 2 cents. But, you know, we've seen the price of the pumps come down quite a bit. I think that's very encouraging.
So at 288 this morning.
Yeah, isn't that nice to see the 2 in front of everything is really nice. And, you know, we even saw some 270s over in our area here. So, you know, we're very fortunate that way. Gold down $2.70 today. Silver down 15 cents. So the outside markets look to be not supportive as to a rally to happen right now.
Okay. Anything else you want to touch on?
That's about it for this morning, and we'll update things this afternoon. Of course, yes, we would like to invite all of our friends to join us down in Terre Haute this evening at the Outlook meeting with Paul Cooley, and myself will be down there, and we'd love to see anybody in that area.
Great. Where's that going to be at?
That's going to be at the ConAgra at Terre Haute Grain, and I forgot to mention Kay Whitlock will be there with us also, and that'll be at 7 o'clock Indiana time is when the meeting will start. Todd will also be coming over, so looking forward to anybody in the area, all our listeners down there, we'd love to see you in person.
Good enough. Have a good day, Wayne.
Thank you.
All righty. Talk to you later. And, well, Todd, in fact, we'll talk to Wayne again in the 206 Closing Market Report. Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, New Market, Indiana. All right, let's take a look at what's happening on the Kansas City September wheat contract right now at 451, down 2¾. September on the Board of Trade In Chicago at 363 is down 2.75. December at 381.75, currently down 3.75. September corn 219 down 2. December at 235.5 down 2. March at 250 down 1.75. And December 07 at 285 down 1.5. September soybeans 548.25 unchanged right now. November at 561.5, and that's up a quarter. January at 574.25, up a half. And November 07 at 621, up 2. Soybean meal for September at 159 even, down 30. September oil at 25.25, currently up 8. August feeder cattle 116.25, down 12.5. August live at 87.10, down 42.5. October live cattle 91.55, down 10. And the October lean hogs unchanged at 67.05. Crude oil up 5 now at 72.50. The CRB index down 38 at 335.12. The dollar 85.16. And that's down 40, or make that up 48 on the dollar. The Dow Industrials 11,375.5, up 30.5 points currently. And the two-state forecast for Illinois and Indiana by meteorologist Ed Kieser. Northwestern Illinois, partly to mostly sunny, a chance of a few isolated showers and thunderstorms up in northwestern Illinois during the afternoon. Elsewhere across the two states, it'll be mostly sunny with highs 81 to 87 and 75 right now in Urbana. Straight up 10 o'clock Central Time.